Everyone,
yay.
And welcome to episode 30 of the Wandering Menagerie. Last time we all got together for a session, the party had just made it to the port city of Jothu on their way to Kilslay. The crew of the Red Death decided to take a stop here for a quick, rest and restock. The party has been given an hour to kind of eat, shop, sightsee, whatever they would like to do. This highly consumerist, basically just port town that only exists to restock ships. So, we will come back to you all in the... what is it called? It's called an inn. With you all in the inn, enjoying the foods, the fish, the steaks that have been delivered to you.
What's the steak like?
The steak is probably just a pretty normal-sized ribeye. Cooked medium.
Just eat a bit.
Even a little bit, I mean, it is well-seasoned, well-cooked.
Chris is chowing the fuck down.
You have eaten.
Have you already finished?
I was here before.
We did order first.
Yes, I believe Alan and Juby already ordered food. Everyone has already paid their tabs.
I don't believe there's much to do here.
Well, they can't be helped. Food is decent.
It's not bad, no.
Like it.
Tiddlywinks kind of...
Hi, boss.
Yeah, there's not much to do in this town. It's just kind of built out of necessity.
How much time have we got?
40 minutes.
After this, do you guys just want to go back and eat?
We can also look to see if there's any, like, knickknacks we want to buy, if they have any.
In a town this small? I don't know.
I don't know. Tiddlywinks, is there anything in here, other than to eat and get out?
Most of the sales that happen here are bulk purchases. So you might be able to find someone selling an open crate or something, but other than that, it's mostly shipped goods.
Gotcha.
Good to know. Yeah, so do we just... this is literally the only place. I think I just want to go and wait.
Yeah, there don't seem to be a lot of options here, so. I'd say pay.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Tell me when y'all are done. Actually, I'm gonna make my way to the ship now, and I'll just meet y'all there.
Sure, take care.
I'll make sure he doesn't get lost.
It's just like right, left, right? The ship's like...
this is why Alan's coming with you.
Yeah, just in case, you know, it's for your safety.
I'm not a child.
We wouldn't want someone.
Who knows? A Star Fox could just be around the corner here.
Not that natural habitat.
No, but sometimes they like to wander in towns.
Yeah. Yeah, not this far out.
Do I have to listen?
No. It's good. Yes.
You never know. They travel by shadow.
Please have this work with me. Okay. I'm gonna like go along with like your little thing here then. I feel like really feel like you think I'm like I'm like a baby. I'm not a baby.
Meanwhile, this is just kind of mumbling. I didn't know foxes got that far out. Huh.
I just like glance at Chris. Yep.
Huh.
He's got to be careful everywhere he goes.
World is a dangerous place for a lone bomba.
I know.
I see why they travel in pairs now.
don't think you can get.
Sorry.
What's not working?
What?
This. I live in the forest. I know them.
Okay.
Not enough shade out here for them. That one's homemade, though. He's gonna point over to Firefly.
Hey.
Would Firefly be allowed into the inn?
Absolutely not.
Damn. Ah. You're gonna point outside then. Is there like a window where Firefly's just like peering in?
Firefly.
She's literally at the window.
But don't forget, like as you mentioned, Firefly, Snowball's little snout pops up behind Chris.
Say,
oh, she's gonna be jealous.
You have to be jealous about it. Ah.
I say, yeah, like you're inside. Size?
Hey.
What? The Snowball is kind of small.
Snowball's still the baby, though.
Yeah.
So of course she's gonna be small.
Wait,
no help in that.
Snowball's grown.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Snowball's gonna get the size of Firefly.
That's gonna be awesome. I'm really excited. I'm actually very, very excited. Hey.
Question, how long would it, like, how long does it take for, like, a fire, like, a shadow fox to, like, reach maturity?
I don't believe that is an answer you would have.
I was asking, you know, Victoria.
Oh, okay.
Wait, sorry, what'd you ask?
It didn't sound like the Jubilee.
How long it takes for them to reach... Oh, how long it would take for them to reach maturity.
Less... around a year?
Oh, just a year?
Yeah. It's all gonna get big fast. So you gotta be, like, really good on training them.
Doing a great job so far. I'd like to roll deception. The deception is not to say that he's actually been doing a great job. It's the fact of him making the party think that he actually believes that.
You're trying to convince yourself.
He's trying to deceive the party to make the party that make it seem like he's confident that he's been doing well.
Oh.
That's a three.
It's a three. It's a flat three.
We're doing a great job so far.
God.
Yes, totally.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're not doing bad. No.
I don't know anything. I think you're doing okay. I mean,
she listens.
You feed her.
Chris is gonna kinda. She?
Okay.
But Chris is actually gonna kinda pout over his food. Lean forward, just go back to eating.
She is very well behaved for where she is in her development.
Certainly, as ferocious as her species needs to be, too.
Between bites, just hear a muffled, like, burn.
Alright, now I'm gonna go. I'll meet you at the shed. Gets up, scoots out of the chair. In the chair, if these chairs were made for normal people, he don't touch the floor. He has to flop down off of the chair and then just walk out.
I will follow him.
Why do I just imagine, like,
I was thinking the same thing!
I'm gonna give Alan a two-finger salute as he leaves.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
I thought he'd appreciate my salute attempt.
I think he did. That it was a thumbs up.
Yeah, it's better than the alternative. I feel like Alan's the type of guy where if I actually tried to give, like, a solid salute, he would critique it and, like, perfect it that night.
You're lucky I had to follow JB.
Did he stay? I like to imagine he, like, yells that from outside, like he stayed, overheard it.
Yeah, that's canon. That's canon.
That's canon. You're lucky I had to go. Alright, yeah. I'm stuffed. How about you guys?
Yes.
Awesome. Shall we make our way back and move the other two?
Might as well.
I think we all deserve a nap after this.
I would love a nap.
Sure. Maybe.
I'm gonna grab the other half of my steak and go outside and offer it to Firefly.
Oh, no hesitation. Firefly just starts chomping down on it.
Who's a good girl who waited so sweetly?
Firefly just starts doing the low guttural.
Oh yes, you're the goodest girl! I'm just gonna start, like, rubbing her neck. And then I grab her cheeks, and it's light. I, like, lightly pull her cheeks out.
Yeah, Firefly has plenty of loose skin, just pulls straight out.
Who's ready for a nap? You are. Let's go! Are y'all coming?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yahoo!
You all, again, making your way back to the ship. Alan and Juby, you are the first ones to arrive back at the ship, making your way through the kind of ports of the city. No one reaches out to you, no one looks at you. Everyone is just moving boxes, everyone is lifting something heavy onto the ship. You all are not questioned as you kind of make your way back onto the deck.
is in fact just sitting there waiting for y'all. He's kind of leaning against the rail, hands kind of crossed over his chest.
Hey, Cap.
Howdy. Now, where's the rest of your crew?
They should be back shortly.
Yep, should be back shortly, what he said.
You all about ready to start heading out, you think?
Yeah.
This ain't very touristy. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you now, it ain't touristy on the front lines.
Sadly, yeah. Too much about it.
Well, the rest of your crew's about on their way here. Tell them when they get here. Get ready to get moving again. Anyone I'm getting left behind, stand by. You will start walking away.
He's gonna like whisper over Dallin, isn't that like directly the opposite of what he said? He did? Like, Tiddlywinkles got left behind, but like they came back. Just with the face main?
It might just be a Navy thing. We're just gonna scroll with it.
Like, are they just like trying to scare us? Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably it.
After that, just gonna walk onto the ship.
Shortly after, the rest of the group, you all show up back on the ship as well.
Hey.
Took you guys long enough.
No, I don't think we're that far.
No, yeah, I wasn't that far. Yep. Cap says get ready. We got to go.
Awesome. All right. Let's get the hell out of here now.
If anyone needs, like, I think he's not gonna try to interfere with them too much. He's just gonna wait on the sidelines. Be a passenger.
Chris will try to basically ask how he can help around the ship. And like help get the ship ready. See if we can pick something up.
As soon as you start offering your help, a lot of the Dragonborn crewmen just begin coming up to you and start dumping boxes at your feet. Move these to the third below deck.
Sure.
Alright. And they up and leave and go grab more boxes.
Are we supposed to help? I don't know if I'm gonna be much help.
Nah, I offered. I'm not
Chris
tired.
Is already helping and I gotta help now too, alright.
I think we should all follow our courageous friend's example here.
I am not courageous, I'm more angry than anything.
He's looking for something to keep his mind occupied. I'm sure Chris would feel guilty of seeing everyone else doing heavy work while he just sits at the side.
That's not how it works.
Am I right?
I don't think so.
Ah.
But, Chris will start moving those boxes down to the third floor deck.
He doesn't grab, Tubi will grab.
Actually, Stonks. He's gonna start moving them to the stairs to the third deck and start piling them up there. Tubi, we can move all those there. And since that's more of a narrow corridor, once we get all of those there, if you could get started on that area, that'd be awesome.
Yep, sounds good to me.
Thanks.
Fair enough. As you all get to work on the just moving boxes, it doesn't go much quicker, but the Dragonborns definitely seem to be appreciative of the help. The fact that they can now just focus on getting stuff onto the ship instead of putting it away.
All right, youth to the team. Hooray!
Can't say we did nothing on this ship. Besides catching a ship.
After about 30 minutes of preparing and getting everything back on deck, all the... boxes? After 30
30 minutes, Tiddlywinks will kind of hop up by the captain right next to the wheel. All right, everyone on the ship, we're leaving now.
All right, I'm already on the ship. Step ahead of you.
And as soon as he kind of hops down, you see his, like, grab his hand and help him down off the railing. The ship immediately just starts lurching forward.
Oh, wow, they really were just going to leave this behind.
Yeah, dude. I said that now.
Yep.
Oh, wait. By the way, Chris, were you there when we talked to Tiddlywinks?
What do you mean?
Oh, about, like, the whole academy thing and the law.
What?
Oh, yeah, apparently, like, every ship is acquired by law, and the dragon goes here to have a kobold for its mate.
What the hell?
That's why there's, like, a college dedicated to it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I didn't know that, actually.
I mean, now we're trying to make conversation. Well, also, just because they're all just curious.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I wonder what the... the reasoning is.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're just good. They're just good at it, I guess.
What do you mean good? Kind of good at what?
Problem. I think it's a different reason. It can't just be that kobolds are really good ship crewing.
I mean, look at Tiddlywinks.
I'm looking.
No, I'm seeing.
I don't think you want to say out loud, you know, around the captain.
I would never. I would. We haven't critiqued anybody on the ship, I like to think.
No. But we definitely judged on the first basis.
That is very fair and pretty accurate.
Are we just really judgmental?
Yes.
Maybe you are. I would.
What's going on with me?
That's the joke.
Joke?
I tried being funny there. Sorry.
It's okay. I'm not thought it'd be funny to humor either.
I think you failed to realize your audience here.
Did you at least find it funny?
I laughed on the inside.
I'm 0 for 2 then.
I didn't even think he was capable of that.
Have you ever smiled, Alan? No, I'm kidding. Sorry. 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 It was like your happiest moment. I'm really.
Hey, do you feel emotion?
The last time you felt happy.
Yeah, Alan, so like. Alan, what was like your happiest memory? I'm genuinely curious.
Becoming a shadow.
Really?
Maybe not.
How did that even happen? Were you just like never at practice and they thought you were really stealthy?
That's bad.
No, but there was an evasion course.
Oh, dude, how was that?
I can't talk about that.
What can you talk about? Can you talk about your feelings during it?
Annoyance, anger, satisfaction, pity.
I had to go through a checklist there. Had that prepared, didn't you?
I feel like not everybody there was the most qualified, it sounds like.
We'll just say that there is a very high turnover rate for those who don't make the cut.
Huh. I hope they got to live. Because from how you're saying it, it sounds like turnover doesn't mean they go back to what they were doing.
What the kingdom do that? That's not my problem.
He just stays silent, stares.
I'm just gonna look over at Victoria with like a slight worried expression.
I'm sorry, I've been cutting out a little bit. What just happened?
So, we asked Alan, like, hey, what's your experience in this? Like, we went through all of his emotions he felt, and a lot of it was, like, annoyance, anger, like, or not, like, pity. And Chris was like, oh, well, it sounds like a lot of people weren't, like, you know, up to standards. And he goes, yeah, there was a high turnover rate. And Chris goes, oh, well, if high turnover rate, they're probably, you know, don't go back to what they were normally doing. I hope they at least got to live. And Alan goes silent and stares.
Juby looked over at Victoria.
Yeah, the kingdom wouldn't do that, right?
I'm a foreigner. So.
Wait, no, they totally were like ready to sacrifice one of their main nobles. They would do that.
Shit. Don't remind me.
Yeah, could you not bring that up again?
Don't worry, it's only relevant for now.
I'm sure that in the future there might be some institutional changes to how the kingdom runs, for better or worse.
So having like a shadow organization is kind of weird.
Necessary.
They just ask them up front, and if bad, kill them. I don't. It's just that simple.
If only it was that simple.
I wish it was that simple.
Maybe it can be that simple.
Well, what do you mean?
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
I mean, it can be for me a little bit.
Exercise some of your high being rights.
What? A high being?
Doesn't get it.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Keeping my words to myself.
What'd you say, Noam?
I said, I don't think any of us get it.
Yeah, could you go a little bit further into detail what you mean by high being?
Huh?
Do you mean like a what? Noble?
Is it wrong to
or are you
respect?
Calling me an uppity
yeah,
bitch?
Is it wrong
What's
to respect
going
nobles?
On?
Is it wrong to respect?
Oh, it just means a noble. Okay.
Why didn't you just say that, Juji?
For a second, I thought you were calling me like an uppity bitch, and I was about to be real mad.
No, I would just say that up front.
I know you would, which is why I was really confused.
I don't get why anyone like tries to like be all snivy about it. If you think they're weak and don't deserve their position, just beat them up? I don't know.
Or you could just tell them.
Then how are they, like, if you just tell them they're weak, they're not gonna believe it. You have to show them they're weak.
Truly, the most, interesting take of all takes I have is.
Oh, like when Silvermane, like, kicked your ass with the handshake.
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly. He's better than me.
Hi.
What designates somebody as weak, though? Doesn't strength vary?
Depends on the task, right?
It varies. Overall, it matters what you challenge him in. Well, not one thing determines your worth. It just means you have less worth in that category.
Oh, goodness.
No,
there is something There's something I admire about your frankness.
Thanks.
But there's also a lot that I hate about it.
Fair enough. I got varying opinions on it. It's just how bound by culture is. I'm brutal. I don't know, because like, Well, don't you, like, at least you guys try to step around your insults or, like, you know, anything all that. Like, they just tell you straight to their face. You remember that one Bombay I met?
The like, female one.
Oh, yeah, no, she called me, like, lesser than her. That was, yeah, that was not too good for the ego.
How'd that make you feel, Juby?
Shitty.
How did that make, oh, yeah.
Sorry, dude.
I just gotta get better. She won't have any room to talk.
Nah, shit. She doesn't know what she's done. Does she, Doobie?
Not as bad as Killjoy.
Say Doobie?
Juby. Well,
but...
Let's go, Doobie.
Don't call me that.
Never again, I promise.
I like me calling you Briss.
Wow. Wow. I don't know why that.
Mean?
Yeah, that really pissed me off. I see what you mean.
Would I be like Brick for you?
Rowlin?
Rowlem. Nice. Why'd I add an R? It was just a B.
I think it's funnier with an R.
Would it be Bring Sean or Bring Braun?
Bring Braun. Bring Braun. It's so good. But yeah,
Ridley winks.
I can never laugh at that.
Our next
one. Then he shows up.
Nah, Tiddlywinks is, like, not actually coming close to you guys. He is, currently sitting at the wheel with the captain, just kind of wistfully looking over the handrails. But he's too short, so he's kind of, like, hanging from them with his upper body.
Real.
Good for you, little dude.
Aww.
Good for you.
Game.
Swag.
Yeah, and every once in a while you see a dragonborn crewman go up, look at him, laugh a little bit, try and hide the laugh. Walk away.
Maybe he's not as well.
Maybe he's moral support.
I don't know.
Is that bad? Oh, that's really bad. Oh shit, that's no, really, really bad.
I'm sure he does very good.
Maybe that's just like normal. Like we're not locals.
Yeah, and plus we'll never see them again after this, right?
Maybe.
Don't speak too soon.
Let me go back.
I think it's best to leave like a good impression.
I have left an awful impression. I worry.
I think I left an awful impression.
Any worse than the stowaways that we had?
Oh, yep, do that.
Hey! At least we've shown that we're competent.
Yeah. And we didn't let as many get away.
We got a little bit of time.
A little bit of time.
What, to break something?
Anyway.
Yes, is there anything?
I think my statement was misinterpreted. But what's up?
I was going to say, in that case, is there anything else anyone would like to do? While you guys are just kind of enjoying the boat ride at this moment.
Enjoy the ride.
Doobie's waiting patiently.
What were you gonna say, Christopher? Sorry.
None. Kick back. Enjoy the rest of the nap time.
As the ship continues with one batch of pirates already defeated, fully restocked and with a crew high morale, you all just sit back and enjoy the ride. After a while, though, while riding on the boats, in fact, nothing will happen. It is smooth sailing until the sun comes up.
Hell yeah.
However, I would like to ask, is there something anyone would like to do before they go to sleep for the night?
No.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Went for a show. We already did it. I'm chilling. Honk shoe, honk me.
You all sleep peacefully through the night, well, through the day. No pirate attacks plague you within your dreams. And you all come too. You are all woken up by Tiddlywinks. Tiddlywinks kind of running down the side of the boat, just shaking your cots to try and get you up. Just, get up!
I'm up.
I'm in attack.
We gotta kill someone.
Nope. Ophelia's waiting for you at the top deck.
Oh, you ran? Okay.
Oh, shit! I bounce up and go up there.
Just turn over, flop onto the floor. Okay,
No, I'll be right there.
Grab his staff and bag and hat and just, okay, let's go.
Yeah, I'll be right there. Chris has not moved an inch.
I'm just gonna like crouch under and like just jump up and just get Chris out of bed.
Oh, you mother.
Can't just keep land. The man waiting.
I'm gonna kill him.
I don't know what I was gonna do.
If it wasn't going to be him, it was going to be me.
I was just gonna pick him up and throw him over my shoulder.
Been awesomely. Been a lot better. However,
drop him in front of command.
However, Chris grabs his stuff and is more chasing Juby than heading to the.
He's running for the commander.
It's like playing tag and there's a safe space.
Yeah, mom being the safe space.
Yeah, Ophelia is the safe spot, and Chris is trying to see if he can get Juby before he gets there. I'd like to, yeah, you know what? I try to hawk him down. I try to grab you before we get there.
Okay, then.
Alright. Question, Juby. Because you know they're moving at the same speed, would you slow down if you notice Christopher trying to catch you?
No.
Would you dash if Christopher were to dash?
No, I would do something else.
Oh, no.
I'd crate honey on the floor in front of him.
Oh no.
Well, Chris, are you dashing over to Juby?
Yes, he is dashing straight towards him.
So as you are dashing to Juby, just... Juby, you turn around, see Christopher chasing you.
Hey Chris, watch your step. Just a flick of his wrist. Honey.
These floors are fine. Shit!
And Tiddy's running up ahead.
Did she just slide into the like a wall?
You would have been funny if it was on the top.
Slide whistle on hand.
What? You don't have a slide whistle on hand?
I have a slide whistle on hand.
I can't say I do.
You both have a fetish for people.
Don't have a slide whistle ready, how can you expect to do comedic timing? But
I also like to chew on the sand.
The rest of the crew, you all make your way to the top deck to meet with Ophelia. As you all kind of reach the deck, the just barely going over the distance, hurting your eyes, and basically sets the moon coming up, the bright yellow moon. Ophelia is in fact just shoulders and heads over the railing, off the side of the boat. Just standing
in a
there.
Good way or a bad way?
A bad way.
Ah, okay.
Uh-oh.
Not gonna make one wave, not stand at attention, nice and straight, and just wait.
Oh.
Of course, there are... since I got here before Chris.
Chris is... There are thuds of sprinting up the steps. The second he gets to the top deck, he sees Zuby, starts sprinting, sees Ophelia. Falls in line. Just does the... Puts two fingers on his eyes. Points two fingers at him.
Of course, nice posture. He's sitting straight. Looking at Chris. He has a smug-ass grin.
I'm gonna kill him. And they can't stop me. They can't, actually.
Victoria.
Yes?
Ophelia kind of looks to you. Victoria.
Yeah?
Firefly.
Firefly, come.
Firefly will prance up next to you. Ophelia will motion for Firefly to come over to her.
You can listen to her, go on.
Firefly heads on over. Ophelia, without missing a beat, just jumps onto Firefly's back. Face in the back of neck, looking absolutely miserable. Alright. So, today, we're meeting with the mayor, Gilslay. Don't be bad. Be good. Christopher, I can't believe you're late again. What a shock.
Sounds good, man. I'll be on my misbehavior.
I hate him. Permission to speak freely?
When have you ever listened to what I told you to do?
When you told me to...
That was a yes. Go ahead.
I hate Juby.
Alright, I'll ask for a squadron replacement so you can go back.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying he's gonna antagonize me and make me mad today. I hope you're aware of this.
Oh, just today. We're gonna sleep in.
He's always gonna sleep in.
And the honeycomb? And the honey?
There was no honeycomb.
Yeah, I ought to correct it. But the honey?
Victoria. Which one's telling the truth?
Why am I getting involved?
You're basically the second in command.
What do I look like? The Juby Keeper? That's Alan.
Alan, who's at fault?
I will say that it is Chris for not waking up on time.
Man, permission to speak freely. I hate Alan. Thank you.
Juby did put honey on the boat.
It is a very simple task of waiting to waking up on time. This is.
Is there anyone
task.
you don't hate?
Yes.
Is it Snowball?
Yes. That's not... Hold on. I just wanted to get my emotions stated. because I felt trapped in this situation. There we go. What the fuck just happened?
You, you communicated your feelings succinctly.
Succinctly? You don't use that word unless it's a paper. What the hell?
What even is that word?
Succinctly.
Oh my goodness.
In a brief or clearly expressed manner.
Just have that on, like, just have that.
You asked the question.
Explanation on hand.
Answer.
Yeah. Thank you, Alan, for the answer.
Thanks.
Jimmy's bewildered.
I imagine he's smart enough.
I need, yeah, I'm gonna go get a, take a walk and calm down a little bit. Once we're done with this, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Are we gonna go see the mayor now, or what are we doing now?
Mm-hmm.
The ship is in fact not docked yet. You are still floating upon the water.
Oh.
Gonna walk up and just pat Ophelia on the back.
Gonna pop up and sit on the railing.
Victoria, I mean, Ophelia looks to you, Victoria. Thank you.
Hey, Matt, how far are we the city?
Oh, he's gonna cut down on time.
You can see the city in the distance.
Hey, yeah, so we're in the river. No sharks, never mind.
Yeah, you are in fact in the river. You're probably an hour or two away.
He was looking down the river, looking back out of the ocean.
I didn't know how bad this was gonna make you.
Ophelia's just not gonna speak, face down in a firefly.
Please do not throw up onto my night fox.
I would never dream of it.
Like,
because if you do, you have to wash her.
Threat noted.
Nope.
Hey, Victoria, what's going on with the sergeant?
Nothing, don't even worry about it. She doesn't get a lot of time to cuddle with Firefly, so she's taking her turn.
She's got green fever.
Oh, green fever.
Seasickness.
Aegis?
I heard my name.
Yep. It's very contagious.
Oh my goodness.
I'm confused.
Seasickness is not contagious.
Yes, Juby, it is very, very contagious. And
why are we lying? Why are we lying?
Juby, I think Alan's babying you again.
Juby just like takes out a savage, just admires his blood ball.
Me with my orb.
Everyone out.
Me with my motherfucking orb.
I have blood inside this.
And?
That's
very present.
Yeah. Okay. Does anybody know anything about this town?
Nothing. Well, would I?
Go ahead and just roll me a history check.
Nothing.
It's a flat five.
Okay. No scouting reports from anybody.
I don't know. Did you sell war goods?
Maybe. Why?
Why not? I was hoping for something to do.
Okay. I mean, we'll speak with the mayor. We'll have him describe his town. I think he knows it best, right?
Yeah, Yeah.
Isn't this one of the towns dealing with the grafted? Hate them people.
Huh?
Drafted? Like, the guy in the sewer drafted?
Yes.
That's cool. I just wanted to make sure. So, would you be, like, aware of that? Or, like, how do I don't know what my question is. Give me more of me.
Isn't that the intel we got when we were picking towns? I don't remember. 100%.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while since we... I don't recall the intel. Regardless, we'll talk with the mayor and... Yeah.
I believe that is more your personal intel, though. Because these are one of the towns that you operate in.
True.
Yes. You all sit by for an hour, waiting for the ship to come to a stop. Eventually, the ship will come to a stop on the port. I say port, it's not really a port. It's kind of shore up next to the riverbed. A gangplank is laid out for you all to walk down on. And you are led away by Hisk. His captain walks up, motions down. Well, this is where we'll be parting ways.
It was
happy
nice
tales?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Yeah, thanks for the trip, man.
But this, the bar's pretty interesting. Thanks for the fight. You know, he reaches out for a handshake.
Yeah, Hisk will return your handshake.
Hey.
Yep, thanks for the ride.
My sword's hurt.
Anytime. Before he will go back up to the ship and raise the gangplank. Before swiftly setting off and leaving you all on the shoreline. You all have been left on the shoreline outside of Kilslay. You can see the town probably just 10 minutes walk away. Ophelia will kind of sit up on Fireflight. Alright. That way. Go to the town.
Whatever you say, Commander.
Sure. Is there anything you want us to know when approaching?
Like what? What do you want to know?
Anything I shouldn't say or do to piss them off?
Local customs.
The mayor's a Leonin? Other than that, I don't think there's much.
What? I'm not familiar.
Leonin. Lion person.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Haven't we fought one before?
It's not open with that.
I don't believe
like,
you have.
Silvermane?
Wasn't he, wasn't there one in Silvermane's squad?
Yeah, I recall.
Yes, there was. There was, in fact, a Leonin.
I knew it. My memory.
And he got shut down.
What do you mean shut down?
He got incapacitated for half the battle.
You remember our spar?
Yeah, it's just, dude, it's been a minute since that happened. Also, I slammed my head into like 3 people that day.
That's fair. It was the day that Juby will live down in shame.
Oh yeah, where he got. Dude.
No.
Sorry.
No, my shame's a different day.
Yeah, man. We all have our off days.
True. Yeah, but like, I lost the 1v3. I could've won that.
Yeah, Juby. We believe it. But don't get discouraged, buddy.
Maybe next time we go to the cat bowl.
I've been discouraged since that day.
Well, hey.
you can fight them again.
I tried to. I still lost that battle. Get a rematch. Someday, though.
You'll have plenty of chances to have more 1v3s.
But she dies before I get that.
You never know, man. And, well, you know, if she could beat you in a 1v3, then she could probably beat a lot of people. There you go. Anybody who beats her and kills her, then, well, that's your new target. There you go.
Exactly. I'll just kill them.
Yeah, because they robbed you of your 1v3. How does that sound?
I don't know if I'll challenge them again. That was a healer in there.
True. I want you to know, I have no idea how I'm going to get you back, but I really want to get you back, by the way, GB.
Well, if I wake up late, I think that's a perfect opportunity. Yeah,
just be main and
up before you.
Just be main and spike his water.
That's weird.
And then get him in trouble.
That's just rude.
I don't want to spike his food. And it might never be safe.
It's honey.
Punch me, like, if you want to, like.
It's safe. It's just honey.
I think it's a spiking.
That's bad for my career. Again, just punch me.
That's too easy. Actually, wait, that's so much. With that, Chris is just winding up.
Yep.
Back. Just into the back. Just smacks him in the back.
Feel the fuzziness of the skin.
I believe it.
Oh, that doesn't hit.
Motherfucker! He just whiffs through the buzz. That sounds hilarious, actually. Like Miss Cat just wisps. And just has fuzz in his hand. That's all he's got. Alright. I'm not even mad. I'm really not even pissed. As, like, ice forms at his fingertips and downward his arm.
Alright, then.
Alright.
I've been at sea for a while, though. So he's gonna, like, pull out his perfume and just start, you know, spraying himself up.
Yeah. But let's continue forward.
Actually, at this point, as you all are walking towards town, you all will notice a figure dressed in black and silver, basically beginning to make their way towards it. Black hood pulled over their face.
They look important.
I give them a wave.
Are you sure they're not evil?
As you give a wave, they give a wave back.
Oh, never mind, they're good.
That's a good sign. Yeah.
I
don't want to yell at him. Somebody else yell at him.
Hello.
Thanks.
They do not yell back at you. They simply just begin to close the distance.
A bunch of yelling.
Nom's resting her hand on a glaive.
I'll move to the front.
Surely we wouldn't be ambushed here, right now.
Alright, Alan. Not funny. Alright, Alan. Not funny, man. Chris actually goes on guard at the mention of that. He's now paranoid.
Oh, like, we're just, like...
As you,
just let him approach.
As you draw closer, the figure will pull down the hood, and you see kind of this black furred panther-like face, one yellow eye just staring at you, all the other eye, long scar just over it. And as she comes closer, am I to assume this is Ophelia's squad? Second moon.
Ophelia.
Yes, you are correct.
And which of you is Ophelia? Ophelia will set up on Firefly.
What?
That would be me, Mayor. Nice to meet you. Wish we could meet on better terms, but as we were trying to get here fast, boat was the better option. Yes, well, I have accommodations prepared in an inn for. Sure what you were doing within my town, but I hope you'll find it satisfactory. Yes, Mayor Shadows. It'll be just fine for us, right, Lot?
Yeah.
And with that, the panther will kind of stare at you all. Almost as if waiting for someone to say something.
Oh, are we making introductions?
I think it's introductions.
You can make introductions if you want. I simply was eyeing you all up.
Thanks.
Like what you see?
For some of you, yes.
Sorry, that slipped out.
Yeah, but they... It needs more muscle. Actually, Miss Mary, not you, Miss Mary.
She will, in fact, just turn around and begin walking towards the town.
She's pretty cool. Wait, are we supposed to follow? Probably. Let's go. Mainly because I don't know what inn we're supposed to be staying at, and she probably does.
Follow.
You all follow the mayor Leonin into the town. Walking through the streets of the town as you make your way, the town is very kind of dirty in this marshy land. Sparse trees dot the landscape. A lot of these houses are built on pretty heavy foundations, so they don't sink into the very muddy floor below. But where this kind of backwaters town differs is you see plenty of people that seem dressed really well. You see people dressed in rich silks, the finest leathers, just all walking around, just big old coin pouches in hand. You see carriages, probably feet behind them, struggling through the mud. Yes, you have made it to the town of Kilslay. And the panther mare will, in fact, begin leading you down the streets to the first available inn, which is known as the Gilded Pockets.
Okay.
The panther immediately just kind of opens the door and walks on in.
Can I follow suit?
As you follow suit, this inn is quite big. At least a double-story inn. There seem to be roughly 10 rooms on the top floor. The panther, the mayor Shadows, begins making her way to the bartender. This here, red and bronze dragonborn, kind of not the largest dragonborn you've seen, but fit enough. Working behind the bar, he's kind of serving tables as he sees the mayor coming. He gives a slight bow. Good morning, Shadows. I assume the soldiers you told me about are here? Yes, Gildan. I assume there won't be any difficulties with their rooms. No, not at all, ma'am. I have them ready. The last two rooms in the top floor, as we discussed. Yes, yes. She'll kind of turn around to you all, try and meet your gaze. Are you going to come up and introduce yourself?
Oh, now we're doing introductions. All right.
Yes, I believe this is a more suitable atmosphere than the muddy streets.
My name is Victoria Karina Darnes, Narini Marintha Alistraz. It's very nice to meet you.
Yes, you are the Alistrazi daughter. I hope that our hospitality in town can be enough to satisfy you. She will kind of give you a bow.
I mean, it seems nice enough. How many beds are in each room?
Two beds.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but that is the most I could negotiate with him for.
Oh, I was just wondering.
Gildan kind of like scratches the top of his scaly head. Yeah, I'm sorry, Miss Victoria. We get a lot of visitors here. There aren't many inns set up, so this is the best I could do for you. But what if I need to bring in
No.
I'd be more than happy to.
No. It's fine. I was just curious.
Yes. Well, he kind of looks at you. We hope your stay is enjoyable for while you're in town for whatever you're doing.
Hopefully. Someone else introduce yourself. I'm going to count.
All right. Hi. Name's Juby. I'm a Bombay. Hi.
Right. Well, I'm Alan Enterprise. A pleasure.
I'm Nom.
Leeshawn.
Oh, what? Yeah, I'm Leeshawn.
That's Leeshawn.
Leeshawn.
And that's Chris.
The Panther and Mare will actually kind of come up to you and extend an arm.
Oh, wow. They want me so bad. I don't say that out loud, obviously.
We can all tell you're thinking it.
So bad. Anyway, I shake their hand.
As you begin to shake her hand, you actually begin to feel little pinpricks as the panther's claws extend into your skin. And then she will simply pull back, give a just slight smile to you, and with introductions. I'll be off. I have very important business to do. If you need to contact me, Ophelia knows where my house is, I believe. You were briefed on that. And of course, Gildan knows how to get in touch with me. But I bid you all goodbye. And with that, she will in fact leave.
No, I think that went pretty well.
Could have gone better.
She shook your hand.
Yeah.
You good?
To,
She kind of poked me a little. I didn't like that. The whole bad.
Oh, that's weird.
Look like the beard.
Oh. Oh my god!
I don't remember that! Was it just Sam?
This is in the docs, you guys!
So,
chat,
for those listening, which is
chat,
basically everyone because we're an audio medium, we're in the chat. Matt has said there's lore reasons to why she, put her claws out.
Do you want
to said, I don't remember this. Does she want you?
Does she want me?
Do you want the straight answer?
Yes.
No.
Damn.
She hates
all
you.
All Leeshawn said was his... Oh.
Well, yeah, I assume that's what it was.
Yeah, no.
No,
I misread that.
Yeah, Leeshawn, you know she hates you.
What? Why? What did I do? What did I do? All I did was I showed up, and that's it.
Professional.
What if it's racism?
Oh my god.
Dude, how dare you walk? Exist.
Is it racism?
I led my bad.
This is so real.
Tiff, you're you. Oh, I see.
I can't believe this. Why are we discriminating? Can we just like all get along? Kumbaya, hold hands.
That's
maybe?
What we're literally in a war campaign.
Okay, yeah. And peace can still exist in times of war. Someone write that down.
I
okay,
don't
Steven
wanna.
Universe. Let's calm down.
Hold on. I'm cooking.
I'm cooking. Sorry, my bad. I forgot different races exist and that they actually hate each other sometimes. Okay.
You forget about the backstory from your own hometown.
You know what? Maybe I just. You know what? Make that canon. I just omit that from my brain. Actually, I was like extremely naive.
Lingshan has no capacity for evil.
I can't believe
Lingshan.
I'm just
completely naive, and I'm like, why could anyone ever hate me?
Lingshan's been vibing way too much. Lingshan forgot racism was a concept.
My bad, team.
Yeah, what was that? It's like they hate me or something.
Why is that so funny?
It's like the most I've spoken in a session, and it's about because I forgot racism exists.
It's not real, though.
Yeah. Speak more, then. Yo, chat, leave a comment if you
sometimes
want Lingshan
like
to speak.
I feel like I don't
more.
Have anything. Sometimes I just don't have anything good to say.
That's fine, honestly.
Like,
say it anyway,
like,
Nevin, why?
Oh, okay.
Say bad stuff. Have you heard Christopher open his mouth?
Oh.
Honestly.
Dude, Christopher slander because
I mean,
not
have you heard
here.
Juby speak?
Actually, I think everything Juby speaks is so true. Full and still real, and you know I really appreciate.
Wow.
Yeah.
You better never said out of character.
That was in character.
Is anyone else having connection issues?
Yeah.
A little bit.
No, like not that noticeable, but still noticeable.
Okay, we're gonna continue going, but some people are cutting out for me. So if it continues to happen, we might end a little early.
All right,
we'll
that sounds fine.
Goes.
We believe in quality here, viewers. It's such a shame that none of you are the bots I wanted you to be.
What?
That I'll explain after session. Like,
a lot of things are to be explained after session.
Okay. Then, what do you all wish to do? You've all kind of been left at the bottom of this bar, this busy, crowded bar. You've been given two room keys. And Gildan, the bartender's kind of just staring at you all.
Is there anything fun to do around here?
Work here often?
Do you all like to go crawfish hunting?
Okay, that sounds.
There's,
I don't know what that is.
There's alligators. But other than that, this town's pretty boring.
How big are the alligators?
There are some as big as me.
Where are they?
He says it's like a 6 foot tall dragonborn. But is there anything I can help you all with?
Yeah. Where are they?
On the outskirts of town.
Any specific direction?
Just go further inland and you'll find them.
I'll see you guys later.
Oh, have fun. Don't die.
I think they're like land sharks.
Somewhat. I mean,
you think it's wise going
well.
On your own?
Alan!
I'm sure they'll be fine. They don't fly.
Alright. Let's go. Come on, Juby.
Do this to yourself. Be designated your, like, little caretaker by the group.
But it's always babysitting you. Why can't I babysit? I don't know. Someone
it's
else.
Never boring.
It's never boring. It is never boring. It is never boring.
Alan's on
alligator, or whatever he said. Come on.
Let's go quickly before I have a breakdown in front of the rest of the squad.
And I'll start, you'll just leave the building.
So if they don't come back, they got eaten?
Sorry, what'd you say?
I said if they don't come back, they got eaten.
Probably.
We don't have to go looking for them?
Ophelia will pipe up. Yes, we do.
We might at some point.
Okay. What did Ophelia say?
Ophelia said yes, we do.
Ah.
Are we gonna separate the beds?
That's up to Ophelia, isn't it? She's commander.
I don't really care. Do we want to just, like, do mixed bedrooms? Do we want to draw cards?
We should discuss it when everyone's here. Then everyone gets a say.
Well, it would help if two of our soldiers didn't walk off on duty. I'm just gonna say they're scouting.
I'm not gonna say you're wrong.
One of them is meant to be a high rank, too.
Yes, which is why I'm fine with him going.
We all know he's Juby-sitting.
It doesn't make that any better, Victoria.
I know, I heard it as soon as I said it. Ophelia, do you know anything about the shadows? What, the mayor's name is Shadows, right?
Yes, well, no.
No.
That's not her full name.
Did I miss here?
She goes by Mare Shadows.
Oh. Well, what's her full name?
Lightest Feet Upon the Darkest Shadows.
That's her name?
Yes.
That's really cool.
It's a bit of a mouthful.
That's actually really cool. I like that a lot.
But many...
I'm sure.
Still a mouthful, though.
People go to calling her Mare Shadows.
So, what's our orders?
Well... Fill you
have all
in.
The good children.
Yes, I'll fill in the other two later. You all follow me up to the room. We're gonna have a slight briefing. And Ophelia will, in fact, just begin making her way upstairs with both keys in hand.
Following Ophelia.
Ophelia will look back. Haskell, make sure we're not being followed. Haskell. Okay, Ophelia. And just turns around, kind of closes her eyes, being led by one hand to by Willow to the room. And Ophelia will make her way into the room.
Follow her in.
Lingshan, Victoria?
Sorry, say that again?
Ophelia is currently leading you all to the room to kind of debrief you.
Follow.
Yippee, debriefing.
Alright. Ophelia kind of leads you all into the room, shuts the door, and locks it behind everyone. So, first order of business, we have reasons to believe that for some reason or another, cultists of the Raven Queen currently have a foothold within this town that they are using. We don't have much proof of this except for some religious markings that were found and people going missing. Our job is to basically investigate that.
Oh my.
Yay.
All I know is many people who disappear were seen partying, drinking, gambling.
Are you gonna be okay now?
Noam is actually one of the reasons why we came here in the first place. With Noam letting us know that she used to work here, we actually have decent intel that they might be up to something. So at this moment, we're all just going to try find what information we can. They've stayed hidden this long. They must be doing something, right? Our job is to find them and snuff them out before they become a bigger issue. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
Right now, we're just going to be under the guise that we came here and we are going to be moving on to the front lines soon. Don't let anyone know we're going to stay here. Make people think we are leaving as soon as possible. Give them, if anyone asks, a time frame of around 5 days.
Alright.
I believe that's
enough. That's not a lot of time, but alright.
I believe it's enough time to find whoever's responsible. It's not a big enough town. Also, we aren't leaving after the 5 days. We're not going to the front lines. It's simply a lie.
All right. Okay, we can do this. We found my mom in, like, less than a day-ish. We can do that.
Yes, but you had many more resources.
Right.
All we have is our current squad of nine.
Okay.
So?
We can absolutely do this.
Let's get out there, find leads, figure out what's happening. And, well, stop them in their tracks, hopefully. Noam, I'm assuming this won't be an issue.
No, if it is, then I'll deal with it.
Perfect.
All right, let's go find the first
place
to check.
No love between the Raven Queen. Should we,
let's go!
Go do a round of town?
Let's go look for those symbols.
Yeah. We head out.
Alright, y'all begin heading out. Alan and Juby, what are you all up to?
Gators.
Hey, so like,
I'm just making sure he's not getting into trouble, while also paying attention to his surroundings, because this place is new, and could be dangerous.
Yes, so as you're-
Alan, you ever been here? Turn back on.
No. It's...
RP it out.
No, right. I haven't been here before.
I just kind of thought, like, the whole shadow business you got around. No.
Well, I go where I'm needed, not necessarily wherever I please.
Like, where have you been sent?
Don't think you need to know that yet.
Hey, curiosity. You said go out into the border, like, out of the forest? You could just find them. He said they look about his size. He was pretty big. It would be hard to find one at that size.
So as you are walking out of town, Jimmy, and Alan, the ground becomes immediately more muddy and hard to walk through as you basically make your way into a marshland.
Yeah, very squishy. You'd be fine on this footing?
I'll manage. But you would think that they would make proper roads?
I don't know, with all this, but I'm assuming that Jimmy is not leading you on them. As he's going out for gator hunting.
Yeah, honestly, probably.
I hate you.
I feel like I've been hearing that a lot today.
No, I think that's just you.
Yeah, well, this place should be fine. We caught a shark last time. Get whatever this gator is. Gotta make a name for ourselves, Alan. Gotta be known.
I don't think I need my name to be known.
Like, what's the point?
Satisfaction in doing the job the right way, maybe.
What about the satisfaction of being the strongest?
Do I need to be the strongest?
It's really nice being the strongest.
I'm sure it is, Judy. I'm sure it is.
I don't know. I'm gonna start looking around for a gator. What I think is a gator. So, anything big.
Give me a perception check.
What is the worst that could happen?
Worst case? Teleports.
Are you kidding me?
I can do better than that. I can't do better than that, Chad. I rolled a 6.
Oh my god.
So, considering you do not know what a gator is, either of you, Alan, you cannot find one of these gator creatures, kind of like surveying the land. Juby, though, you think you see one. You see a 6-foot-long creature just hidden right underneath the mud.
Oh, I think I see it right there. Alan.
Are you sure that's it? That...
I don't know. It looks around like...
Alan,
6 feet.
Juby points to a round 6-7 foot long just thing in the mud. Thing covered in mud.
Oh. Well, that could be it. I guess
hey,
there's
Matt,
only...
how close are we?
probably roughly 15 foot.
15?
That's actually close enough for me to, actually, hang on. Never mind. We need this somewhat intact.
Do you somewhat intact? Matt, lightning lure. I tried to drag it out.
All right, roll the hit.
Where'd I put lightning lure?
All right, Juby, please roll 1d8 damage for me.
All right. I'm gonna get him.
All right. Juby, you hear this slight creaking sound as the lightning lure, as this lightning whip wraps itself around this creature, begins to yank it out of the mud. You are then sprayed with mud and debris as you pull out a 7-foot rotted tree, basically tree trunk, that is now hurtling its way towards you.
Oh, okay. So, hey, so Alan, that's not a...
Good catch, Yubi. I think this is our gator.
Man, how many damage does that do?
I'd say none. You're strong enough. It's soft and rotted. You probably do catch it, but the force of you catching it causes it to crumble almost immediately. And there's just this putrid smell coming from it.
Oh, that sounds horrible. Okay, so that wasn't a gator, and unless it was, then it's been long dead. Gonna pop out the perfume. Maybe we should take a look again.
Second time's the charm, I hear.
Maybe I should have figured out if they were a herbivore or a carnivore. But honestly, anything that big has to be a herbivore, right? Wait, no, carnivore.
Yeah, not necessarily. I mean, it really could be anything.
Could be anything. Could be ambush, an ambush predator. It could be just on site. I don't know.
Maybe we'll be lucky and it just eats seaweed.
Maybe. Take a look again. I'm walking even deeper.
11 and 14.
14's in a row!
Still not good enough to see an alligator.
Damn, where are we supposed to...
Maybe we should have asked one of the locals what to look for.
He likes blood.
Yours or mine?
I can draw mine anytime.
I guess it's worth a shot.
Alright.
It's a
50, he pulls 50, out his 50, dagger and cuts his hand.
Oh, alright.
Juby, you want to just go ahead and roll a D100 for me?
Yeah.
71. 71 like points of damage. No, No, you're good.
Juby disintegrates before me.
I don't feel very good, Mr. Allen.
So what you didn't realize,
fucking die.
The alligator is a lich. Just disintegrated, Juby.
No. How am I explain this?
Okay, so Juby, he's gone. He's dead. More than that, he's just gone.
So I know I was supposed to babysit him.
Can I get another perception check from both of you?
Fuck, right. I'm gonna roll another 14.
That's half that.
7-13.
I got a 13.
Still not good enough to see anything.
Wait, passive perception.
What's your passive perception?
It's still 13.
Shut up. You nerd.
Nat 20, Juby. As something bites your leg.
Oh. Yo, usually this is the...
Juby! don't worry. I'm going to try and...
You are going to take... Oh my gosh, I just realized with a nat 20, this does so much damage.
Oh no.
Oh no.
No.
23 points of damage, Juby, as you are bit. And I need a strength saving throw.
Alright.
It's not the fucking Raven Queen. People are just getting eaten.
So that is not enough. Juby, you are immediately pulled into its jaws as it has your feet and starts just taking you into a death roll.
Juby!
Oh,
Alan,
no.
Alan, you just see Juby get pulled into the mud.
I'm going in there after, but I need to get
I'll let you take an action. What do you want to do?
All right, I'm gonna try and pull Juby out.
Okay, give me a strength roll.
I hope Juby is
just rotating violently in this death roll. 15 is enough as you grab Juby, wrench it free of the alligator, and in front of you, you see this 6-foot.
You said it.
Juby isn't it.
Yeah.
Juby's not real. Juby is literally a bee.
Yeah.
That quantifies it for me.
Yeah, I was
literally in his name, Juby.
More like Jubit, am I right?
Yeah, actually went here alone. Juby isn't actually there.
Yes, but you
did the reskin of the Moppet.
You see a 6-foot long, just absolutely scaly, dark green creature in front of you, Juby. Just now with your blood in its mouth.
It tastes good. So that's a fucking crocodile?
Hey, Juby, please do not antagonize it. Let's kill it and get this over with.
Alright. I haven't gotten a good hit like that in a while.
Please do not die. I do not need to explain to everyone else why I came back alone.
That's okay. Don't worry. I think it's that part of like nature where it's like waiting for us to take an action.
I don't think that's a real thing.
Look at it. It's waiting.
Are you guys actually doing anything?
I'm there.
Air rifle 16 does hit. Magic missile, roll for damage.
Oh, I got an 11! That's my highest damage roll yet!
That is your highest damage roll! As the magic missiles begin to absolutely destroy the alligator, just pummeling it, all of a sudden a loud crack as the air rifle goes off, just ending the alligator. It stood no chance.
Well, Juby, I think you're pretty lucky for bringing me along with you, don't you think?
Hey, you're useful. A good friend, too.
Now you take back that second part.
Aww. You're useful. Would you rather just be viewed as a tool or as a person? I'm confused here.
The shadows don't have friends.
You literally chose to stay in our squad.
Let's bag this gator and go.
Okay, I'm just gonna grab the gator, like, prop myself underneath it. Like, use my knees to prop myself up and just start walking with it above me.
Did you not need help? Alright.
Hey, you helped plenty enough killing this thing. I'm also pretty shocked. Found myself a gator. I don't know if it tastes good. It got some bomb by blood, but that's all just. I don't have a song for this. I can't even sing. I'm just gonna continue walking back to the town. How did we cook this?
And then a second gator pops up and drags me away.
Much faster than that shark, I'm not gonna lie.
No, I think the shark was faster.
Good, they had to, you know, walk around, cut our hand. It worked. Next time you're cutting your hand.
I think we'll have Chris do it.
Yeah, sure. He didn't want to come this time, but when he sees this, he's gonna wanna.
Maybe we can lie to him.
If you say it was just like, you know, like this is like a baby or something. We go back to the town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, back to the town. Back to the town.
Ah. Alright. I think at this point, because I have been having some lag spikes that have been affecting me, and we are not too far from the end of session, I do think I'm going to call it here for tonight and pick up with the search next session. Of course, with Alan and Juby bringing the alligator to
me. Hell yeah.
And speaking of alligator, listeners, you can get your own
alligator. No,
I didn't even get a chance.
Speaking of sound delicious.
You had your chance.
Macaron Memories by Auto Didactic Studios.
Yay!
Yes, thank you all for coming in and listening today.
Bye.
Subscribe to Jimmy.com.